Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
Isaiah 1:17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the cause of the widow." Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans. Joining me today is Rich Metcalf, Program Director of Life Song for Orphans. Life Song seeks to mobilize the church, the body of Christ, where each member can provide a unique and special service. Some adopt, some care for orphans, and some give. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you, Sandra. It's great to be with you today.
So the mission of Life Song is bringing joy and purpose to orphans. And one look at your website reveals that you offer many ways for individuals, families, and churches to do just that. Life Song mobilizes and equips the church in adoption, foster care, orphan care, and really so much more. Let's talk about orphan care. Life Song is on the ground in a dozen countries, including India, Ukraine, Cambodia, Ethiopia, Guatemala, Haiti. You serve nearly 6,000 children. What does global orphan care look like?
That's a great question, Sandra, and one we hear fairly often. And as you know, as you list through those countries and then many other countries where there's a current orphan crisis, it looks different in every country. That's true globally. That's true in Life Song's countries. We know that there's a huge need. We know that there's a huge number of orphans in the world. We don't have a handle on that number. UNICEF and the World Health Organization don't have a handle on that number. When they're publishing their data, they're looking at household data, orphans that are in homes, not those who are living on the streets or in institutions or orphanages, not those who are exploited for labor or victims of trafficking, not those who are child soldiers, just those who are in homes. And they come up with that and give us numbers of 140, 160, 170 million orphans, and yet we know it's so much greater than that. And that puts a lot of pressure on every country where those orphans are to care for them in any way. And so as we look at what Life Song is doing globally, it is different in each country based on the need, based on the involvement and the parameters that governments and local governments allow, based on the involvement of the local church, based on the ability to have nationals working who understand and have a heart for the orphan and to care in a holistic way. Life Song's overall goal is to bring joy and purpose to the orphan. But we recognize we can't do that just by addressing the orphan. We have to work in community, and we have to work in the communities that the orphans are located. And so our heart is to go deep and then grow wider in areas where we're able to and seeking to influence and change and grow and raise up the whole community. So not just the orphans, but those who are caring for the orphans and the churches and the people in the areas that we're serving. So we seek to do that through education and through schools and through feeding programs and through growing self-sustaining business that will support the work with the orphans, that will provide employment for caregivers. So a grandma that's caring for three or four orphans, or an aunt or an uncle who's caring for four or five orphans can be gainfully employed and can have the income they need to care for those children and can be lifted out of poverty and continue to care. So I say it looks different in each of our countries, it allows us daily opportunities to bring Christ's love to a community and to bring change in that community.
So I know just from perusing your website, for example, I saw there some information on there about sustainable business and berry farms, really, like in Ukraine and other countries. Can you just tell us a little bit about how that works?
Absolutely, yeah. And we see that in Ukraine, as you mentioned, in Zambia and growing in other countries, but those two in particular where things are working well. So when we have, in Ukraine, for example, since you've raised that, the children are in government-run orphanages, but our teams go in and out of those orphanages to bring care, to bring the gospel, to bring education and love to the orphans, and are able at times to bring those children out. And obviously those children will age out of institutions. We are working in Ukraine very hard to see those orphans adopted into Christian families in Ukraine, and we've helped over 170 orphans in Ukraine be adopted into Christian homes. But there's obviously hundreds of thousands still that are in institutions. As they age out, they need care. And we have transition homes where we care for those children. We call them spiritual greenhouses, where they're being mentored and cared for and looked after in a family-type setting, where they can continue with education, where they can be helped to find employment, where they can be plugged into local churches and make that transition from institutional care to adult life. But part of that is they need a job. They need to be able to work. They need to be able to earn some money and through that gain some self-respect and a sense of purpose in their life. And many of them want to then give back. And so in Ukraine, we have a growing farm that's employing a growing number of orphans that have left institutions, that are in the transition homes, and that are now working and serving and growing together, learning what it means to get up and to work hard, but to have purpose. And through growing strawberries, raspberries, blueberries, gooseberries, and other soft fruit, and how to grow it, how to market it, how to kind of reinvest back into the orphan care work. We're seeing change. We're seeing young men and women grow in an understanding of who they are and the purpose that God has given them, and most importantly, in relationship with the Lord.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, on your website also, families who are interested in adopting or maybe are in the process of adopting, you're able to serve them as well in the area of grants and fundraising. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes, yeah, we feel very blessed to be able to serve somewhere in the region of 1,000 families a year who are adopting either domestically or internationally. So American Christian families who've been called to adopt and are trying to work through, okay, and now I'm adopting. And it may be a domestic adoption that could cost $20,000, $40,000 for a domestic adoption. International adoption, where they have to travel internationally, stay in country one or two visits and raise, again, $20,000 to $35,000 for their adoptions. Families that feel called, understand God's heart for the orphan, understand the need to bring those children into homes, and struggle to find the money that they need. And so LifeSong seeks to come alongside those families to support them and to help them in that fundraising journey, help them see God at work through the fundraising for their adoptions, so that when they bring their child or children home, they'll continue to see God at work and expect to see God at work as they go forward. And you mentioned grants and loans. LifeSong is able to give grants, matching grants, to families, not to every family that applies, but to many of them, either through money that comes in directly to LifeSong that allows us to give it back out to families, or through our partners. We have almost 400 church partners around the country, each of them using their money to help their families, and sometimes families that are not their own. With adoption expenses. So we help them with the matching grants, where it's a dollar-for-dollar match up to a certain amount. We'll give the families ways to raise those funds, to share their story, to encourage them to share God's heart for the orphan, to share the call that they've had on their heart and their family to bring a child into their home, and the need that they have, and share with family and friends, people they do life with, that if you'll give $50, because of the match you've been given, it's going to become $100. If you give $100, it's going to become $200, up to the amount of the match. And we generally see, as families share well, they exceed their matching grant by 2, 3, 4 times the face value. Regularly seeing families who are given a $3,000 matching grant bring in over $20,000 for their adoption. Mm. And everything that comes in for them is they can use to pay adoption expenses. Every donation that comes in, the donor receives a tax receipt, which obviously is beneficial to them. The money doesn't count as income for the families. It's just being passed to agencies to cover adoption expenses. So matching grants certainly help in that way. We're also able to help some families with loans, interest-free loans, that they can repay after their adoption is complete through use of the federal adoption tax credit, where that's available for the family. So the loans will help lift some of the burden for some of the families as they go through certain parts of their journey. And then we give them a lot of fundraising tools, an account here at LifeSong that they can receive those tax-deductible donations, an online tool so they can see money that's come in so they can thank their donors appropriately, a My Story account, which is online crowdfunding, so that, again, 100% of every donation that comes in goes to the family, and they're able to link all their social media, Facebook and tweets and whatever, to connect with their fundraising campaign and other tools to help them fundraise. So we just seek to come alongside and encourage, get to know and pray for our families as they walk through the journey of the fundraising side of their adoptions.
And everything that we're talking about today, our listeners can look at your website. They can go to lifesongfororphans.org, and you can learn about the grants, the loans, both Hands Foundation. We've talked to JT Olson from Both Hands on this show before. Find out more about your global efforts. And another effort is the Forgotten Initiative, which is also an initiative of LifeSong. We've had Jamie Cabe of the Forgotten Initiative on our show as well a while back. So just refresh us a little bit, Rich, on what TFI does.
Great. Yeah, thank you, Sandra. Jamie and her team do a great job seeking to bring joy and purpose to the foster care community. And they do that by resourcing, by supporting and networking advocates and churches all across the U.S., helping them to grow sustainable foster care ministries in their communities, helping the advocates and the churches to mobilize the body of Christ, service projects, mentoring projects, family support initiatives, and the like. So it's just a joy to see that part of the orphan community and being cared for by the church, which is really God's heart and intent.
Yeah, and from the website I see that there's 75 agencies and 40 churches that really TFI has connected with and partnered with?
Yes, and seeking to grow that all the time.
Yeah. So I want to remind our listeners that you are tuned in to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. I'm Sandra Flack. Justice for Orphans is on a mission to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We advocate for Christian families to adopt, to foster, to care for orphans. You can visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. My guest today is Program Director and Adoptive Dad, Rich Metcalf of LifeSong for Orphans. LifeSong is a Christian nonprofit that seeks to mobilize the body of Christ to bring joy and purpose to orphans. God makes it clear throughout His Word that is the work of the church, to care for the vulnerable, the oppressed, the orphan. Yet so many churches are doing nothing, and maybe it's because they just don't know what to do. LifeSong really is a conduit that churches can plug into and get started. So, Rich, let's talk about adoption funds. What exactly is an adoption fund, and how does LifeSong help a church to establish one?
Yeah, great question, Sandra. Thank you. Many churches are aware of families within their church body, within their congregation, who have a burden and a heart to adopt, but the church, as an administration, they often don't know what to do. What's the best way? What's a legal way? What's the right way to help the families? How do we navigate IRS expectations and legalities? How do we decide what money to give to what family? How do we understand when in their journey do we come alongside and help them? And who on our church staff has the time to oversee all that and make sure we're doing it in a way that we really want to? Some churches can handle all that. God's blessed them with the right people, and we love that when the church just gets involved, learns what needs to be done, and gets on with it. serving their families and serving the orphans in that way. But most churches just don't have staff members with the time, don't have the expertise or the vehicle, if you like, to help their families. And that's where another area that LifeSong loves to come alongside those churches and say, we've been serving adoptive families, we've been helping them fundraise and working since 2002, and we've learned a lot, and we'd love to serve your church. So we help them at no cost. There's no cost to a church partnership, no cost to us administering a fund, reviewing applications, or working with the church. We just love to help another child get in another Christian family that's going to be in a supportive church family. So we help the church think through, how do we want to serve our families? What do they see as their biggest needs? And how is that church, how has it been equipped to care for these families? We have a kind of off-the-shelf package that works for most, but that we can tailor and change to really fit the desires of the church leadership and how they want to help their people. Then together we'll come up with a set of parameters. Who's the fund for? How's the fund going to work for the family? And then an application that the church holds in-house. So as the hearer of adoptive families in their community that they want to assist in their adoption journeys, they'll meet with them and talk with them and explain, we as a church are partnering with LifeSong. Here's an application. Fill it out, send it in to LifeSong. That application comes to us. We receive somewhere in the region of 80, sometimes 100 applications each month, and we review those applications. Each review takes 2 to 5 hours. One of our trained coordinators talks to the adoptive family and then writes up a kind of one-page reference recommendation about the family and about their needs. And we take that back to the church to say, all right, we've done our due diligence. We've worked through the home study. We've talked to the family. We understand their need. And here's a great way to help them, and invite the church to be a part of that conversation in helping us make a decision. How do we bless this family and help them move forward? We report back to the church so they know how their families are doing with their fundraising, let them know about money that's come in and when it's been dispersed for their families through their fund, and then just walk them through and work with them as they serve their families through adoption funding.
Wonderful. And how many churches has partnered with LifeSong to do adoption funds?
Yeah, we're getting close to 400 churches, businesses around the country in 43 states.
Wow. So it sounds easy. There's no cost to the church. LifeSong reviews the applications. You've got that package to fit the church. And does 100% of the funds go right to the church to disperse?
Absolutely, yeah. So any donation that comes into LifeSong, we have a 100% pledge that we don't take any admin out. We don't pay our salaries. We don't pay our travel or anything else. When that donation comes in, 100% pledge means it's going to help where it was intended.
And that's
blessed us to allow us to do that.
Yeah, and that's really a wonderful way for a church that maybe doesn't really know where to step in to help the orphan. That is an amazing way that they can help the orphan and help families within their own community to be able to adopt. Now, we know that not everyone is called to adopt or to foster, just like
right.
Not every orphan is even available for adoption. But everyone is called to do something, to do one thing. And I love the idea on your website. It mentions adopting an orphanage. Tell us how that works. How could a church adopt an orphanage?
Yeah, we know that that every orphan out there has been hurt through broken relationships, and healing is going to come through right relationships. Ultimately, for that orphan to have a right relationship with Christ, but leading to that, Lord willing, relationship with Christians. We love to see churches come to LifeSong and say, we're helping with adoption funding, or maybe we have no families in our church right now that want to adopt, but we want to care. We want to come alongside. How can we do that? And our Adopt an Orphanage opportunity is one that allows a church group, and it may be the whole church congregation, or it may be a few Sunday school classes, or maybe a youth group, to say, for the next 2, 3, 4 years, we're going to commit to build a relationship with some children in an orphanage or in an institution, in a school setting, in one of Lifesong's countries, so that they can grow relationships, so they can help bring healing through relationships, so that those children in Zambia or in Ukraine or in Bolivia can know that they're cared for, thought about, prayed for, where, as the church is able, financial help can be given. That'll obviously, when we know a church is committing a certain dollar amount per year for 3 or 4 years, it allows us to control that budget and to grow the care that's given in each of those countries, to those orphanages, to those children. But we look to really link the church to the children, to the caregivers in country. That may look like Skype conversations. That may look like letter writing. That may be on-the-ground visits. So some people from the church get to go and visit the orphanage and help with a physical program that may need, physical work that may need to be done, or a VBS-like program to engage with the children. But we like to see that care over time. We like to see that be a real relationship. So we like to see a commitment of 2, 3, 4 years where we're going to say they've been hurt through relationship, we're going to help heal through relationship. We as a group, we as a church, are going to be a part of their lives for the next few years and allow the Lord to use us to share his love and care for these children.
That sounds like a great opportunity for even, say, older congregations. Some of our churches, members just aren't going to, they're not in a position where they can adopt or they can foster, but this is a way that really they can wrap around an orphanage and several orphan children and make a difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. 100% of all donations to Lifesong go to caring for orphans. Like you said earlier, Rich, administrative costs are paid actually by a foundation and other partners. So if a church or an individual wanted to donate to an adoption fund, an orphanage, child sponsorship programs, all of the money goes to the cause. And like we said, you can check them out at lifesongfororphans.org. Now, Rich, how do we get churches on board with orphan care?
One of the big things is just having their eyes opened to the need and to God's call. Churches are busy, and pastors get busy, and people in churches, we know what it's like just to be busy with life and deal with what's in front of us day to day. So part of the need is to educate, is to share, to use an Orphan Sunday event to say to the church or to a Sunday school class, look, this is what's happening in the world. And this is what God has called us to through his word, through the Old Testament and the New Testament. God's heart hasn't changed and has revealed clearly that he loves the orphan, and he wants the church to care for the widow and the orphan actively today. And that he's positioned the church to do that. So awareness is important. Prayer is crucial. In most churches, there's somebody. There's a mom. There's a couple who have a heart for the orphan and a desire to understand and where God's Spirit is at work. For a whole church to get involved, it does need a movement of the Spirit of God, not a push and a prod from some excited people. That may be necessary, but for lasting work to be done, it's going to be done through the Spirit. So we encourage people to be praying, to be looking to connect with other churches and other individuals, to educate themselves, and then to educate as they can, raise awareness within their church body, to encourage families that are adopting or that are fostering children and caring for them in that way, to come alongside them, to advocate for needs that they hear about, and then let their voice just gently and lovingly grow within that church. And as that happens, God just works and blesses and opens doors to connect to and through Lifesong, or many, many other organizations and ministries.
Yeah, Orphan Sunday is a great way to really begin that journey to caring for orphans and to bring that awareness. And prayer, like you said, is definitely key, Rich, especially praying for pastors. Because if the pastor is on board, if he has that vision, if he has that heart, it really does trickle down to the rest of the congregation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And praying and encouraging gently and lovingly is what our pastors need.
Yeah. Wonderful. So as we wrap up, Rich, any last thoughts, anything on your heart that we haven't talked about yet that you want to make sure our listeners hear?
I think I just encourage them to remember that everybody on earth, including every orphan around the world and in the U.S., made in God's image, has infinite value because of that. But so often, sadly, those orphans in the world are missing their purpose because they don't know that there's a loving Heavenly Father who made them, who loves them, and who wants to be known by them. So I'd encourage them to be praying, to be learning, and to be engaging as they're able with the orphan. And then to take steps that become deeper steps, to follow what God has so clearly called us to do, and to know that when we engage with the orphan, we're always going to be engaging in a new way with God's heart. And then God will work and reveal himself in new ways. As we engage, he does bless, he will lead, he will change us, he will change many, many others, and he'll give us a deeper, richer picture and understanding of the gospel. So I'd encourage them to engage with God, engage with his heart, and then be ready to be blessed and have their eyes and hearts opened, their hearts broken, but to understand more of their own salvation and the gospel in all its richness.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Rich. LifeSong has a vast array of opportunities for individuals, families, and churches to bring justice to the fatherless, to bring joy and purpose to orphans. Check out their website at lifesongfororphans.org. Thanks again, Rich, for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Sandra. It's been a pleasure to have this time.
And to learn more about adoption, foster care, and global orphan care, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.